Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Neighborhood Convention. I'm your host, Nartana.
And I'm your host, Isha.
On today's episode, we have with us Priyanka.
Hey, everyone.
Kabir.
Hi, bros. Kabir here.
Murli. Hello, everybody. Please get this over with fast. I have to go cook dinner for my husband. And Bhavya. Hi, guys. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about a very sensitive topic, toxic masculinity. What is all this? I was told we were going to be talking about men.
Not men, Mrs. Murli. We're talking about toxic masculinity. It means our society forces men to conform to certain toxic or harmful gender roles and shames them when they don't stick to those. For example, men showing emotions is looked down upon, and men who are aggressive and violent are looked up to and set as role models.
But this is correct only, na? Otherwise, men will become women.
I can't believe for the first time in my life, I agree with an old person.
Mrs. Murli, do you hear yourself talking? This kind of stuff is said by crazy people, which you apparently are. Aap kabhi ka ganja fook rahe ho kya? Ayoyo, how could you suggest such a thing? I would never do such a thing, and everybody knows it. I will ask Baba Ram Jogeshwari Vikroli Boriwali to curse you for saying something like that.
Okay, guys, let's move back to the topic at hand. Why do you guys think men are shamed for showing emotions?
Who said men can't show emotions? They're free to show manly emotions, like rage. They must display strength at all times. Just look at me. Men aren't supposed to show rubbish and gay emotions over here.
Let me kick you in your nuts. Then let's see what emotions show up, Kabir.
How can you associate emotions and sexuality? Do you even realize how fucked up that sounds? Imagine telling a 10-year-old boy to not cry because he looks gay after his mom just died. Also, what's with the mard ko dard nahi hota? This, according to me, is probably the most toxic statement to ever exist and is alone the reason why men bottle up their emotions until they eventually burst.
Exactly. And media is no help either. In a show or a movie, when a man is going through a very hard time, it's more acceptable for them to take to drinking or breaking things rather than sitting and talking about their emotions. How messed up is that? And femininity is seen as a weakness. Bhavya, now you're just speaking nonsense. Breaking things is very normal for men. Just look at my own husband. A couple years back, he had lost a very important promotion and the dumb kids were watching TV too loud. So he took the remote and flung it at the TV, breaking the TV. And that reminded me of the man that I'd married. The man that I loved. I still think about that night sometimes.
Okay, so are we going to keep pretending this is normal? Because if I broke this microphone right now out of anger, you wouldn't think it's normal. You would be confused.
Have your parents taught you nothing, Priyanka? Have they not taught you to respect your elders? My parents have taught me to respect people with higher IQ than mine. Also, swiftly moving on, let's please talk about how people, Murli, Kabir, shame people for expressing themselves through clothing and cosmetics. Women weren't allowed to wear pants till the mid-20th century, and one day they decided enough is enough, and they wore them irrespective of what people thought. If wearing pants doesn't make a woman less feminine, then why does wearing a skirt or putting makeup on make a man less manly?
It doesn't make them less masculine, but don't you think it's kinda gay when men wear dresses? Also, what's with that Harry Styles? All he seems to do is wear dresses and release lines of nail paint.
Aw, Bhavya, look at this little 17-year-old looking cute while trying to make fun of a 27-year-old who's more rich and successful than he'll ever be in his pointless life. Plus, whatever Harry does with his line pleasing is none of your business. Not like you could afford it even if you wanted.
The entire concept of toxic masculinity is harmful to men because, according to society, men are supposed to fulfill certain gender roles, even if they don't want to.
It is weird how men are expected to be the sole breadwinner of their families. What if they simply are better at handling their household? What if they have qualities that are just more useful inside the house than outside?
I agree, and often the humanness of people is ignored. Like, men are expected to prioritize work over family and be at the top of their careers at all times, while the exact opposite is expected of women. The rules are imposed on everyone, and they provide such little space for individuality.
According to me, the ideal man is Kabir Singh. He is so good at football. Minus the drugs and alcoholism part, everyone should aspire to be him. And the amount of control he has over Preeti.
This Kabir Singh chap sounds like a very good boy. I have not seen this movie, but men should always have good control over their women.
Thank you for bringing up the movie, Kabir. The whole movie just has its main theme as toxic masculinity. It promotes stalking women, brainwashing them into not focusing on their careers and treating them like objects. And often what happens with objects is people want to own them. We also see the system with a lot of cultures. In Hinduism, we have the Kanyadan, and in Christianity, we see the bride's father, a man, handing her over to the groom, another man. It's almost like women's identities don't matter unless they're backed up by men.
Yeah, and we also see this with the Mangal Sutra, which is essentially a leash around a woman's neck, indicating that she's married. And how do you identify a married man? You don't, because marriage is only binding for women and men are still allowed to be men.
It's not easy for men either. We are treated so differently in all spaces. Take school, for example. A teacher will hit a male student without giving a care, but they'll think even 10 times before even asking a girl student to leave the class.
Well, pigs must be flying, Kabir, because I agree with you this time. And that, in fact, is the whole point of this conversation. Toxic masculinity is not just harmful to men or women. It's harmful to the entire society.
Also, there's this idea that men always want it and should want it. It's reached a point where rape against men is not even acknowledged. I completely agree. In fact, the country doesn't even have laws for it. And a lot of the times, the word of a woman is blindly considered over that of a man, and many women take advantage of this and falsely accuse men.
It is truly very sad that these things are still happening in today's day and age. But that doesn't mean that men can wear makeup or put nail polish or wear skirts.
I completely agree with you, Mrs. Murli. Okay, so this is all the time we have for today.
I think it was very interesting to listen to the different and varying views on toxic masculinity. And I think that in today's times, it's very important to have these conversations, because these conversations were completely ignored before, and this ignorance build the foundations of the society that we see today.
And I would like to thank Priyanka and Bhavya. Oh wait, I'm also supposed to thank Kabir and Mrs. Murli. And thank you guys for joining and listening, and hope to see you next time.